The government has been urged to urgently bring back a public health campaign that ended 8 years ago on recognising signs of stroke. Stroke specialist Professor Ronan Collins and the Irish Heart Foundation say as many as 5,000 stroke patients a year are arriving in hospital too late to receive the best available treatment. Stroke is the second leading cause of death in Ireland, and the total number of strokes is predicted to rise by as much as 58% in the coming decade. Carol Coleman reports.
Fire in the brain, but unlike fire, you can't see the damage. To spot the signs of a stroke, you have to act fast.
It was one of the most effective public health campaigns ever.
F, face. Has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A, arms. Can they keep both arms raised? S, speech. Is their speech slurred? T, time. It's time to call 999 if you see any of these signs.
I suppose it was shocking. It talked about what was effectively a fire in the brain. The fact is that the average stroke destroys 2 million brain cells every minute. So time is of the absolute essence, because the longer it takes you to get in to hospital, the more brain function you're losing.
That's Chris Macy of the Irish Heart Foundation, which fronted that €500,000 campaign sponsored by philanthropist Chuck Feeney. Both Macy and Professor Ronan Collins, clinical lead at the Irish National Stroke Programme, say awareness of stroke signs surged during the campaign, but has slipped back sharply since it ended.
So we know from MRBI polls of the public that, for example, only about 40% of people could correctly identify any symptom of stroke prior to that advert. And that shot up appreciably up to over 70% after the advert. And then what we found when the advert went off the television is that, particularly in working class areas, is that the level of knowledge dropped away again.
Today, less than half of stroke patients arrive in hospital within 3 hours. That's an estimated 5,000 people a year missing the crucial window for treatments such as thrombolysis or thrombectomy.
Which is a bit like if you have a blocked pipe and you put the dyno rod down. So the clot busting is like pouring the mestis down the blocked pipe. Thrombectomy is like putting the dyno rod down. And that's for the more significant severe clots that won't dissolve easily. But we can't do anything if people don't get to hospital in time. And less than 50% of our stroke patients get to hospital within the really effective time period of 3 hours.
So just two hands on the resistance rings. You're just going to lift them up over your head.
It's Tuesday morning in Longford Town, and the local stroke support group is exercising and socialising, including Michael Carroll, who survived two strokes.
I lost the power on the whole left side, and the speech and the short-term memory was affected as well.
And then you had a second stroke?
Well, I was being treated as a stroke, but it was eventually diagnosed as a condition called functional neurological disorder. Nice big fancy name. But it's the same symptoms as a stroke and everything else. The whole left side went again, lost the power on it, and the speech and the swallow went that time as well. So that was very frightening.
And we're just going to take our right arm up and down to shoulder level.
Every story is different. Bernie Quinn had a stroke at 24 years old when she had four young children.
I had a headache the whole day long and went to bed that night, and I got up and I took 2 Disprin, which I normally wouldn't have in the house, but I was lucky enough I did. Went back to bed, felt I was getting sick, and then the headache went just like that. And as soon as it did, everything was gone on the left side.
So stroke is not something that just happens to over 65s then?
Oh God, no, no. And beyond the life after stroke on Facebook, and you'd be amazed the number of young people who do have strokes.
And one, and going with your left arm, so just raise to shoulder level.
One of the newest members here is Patty Hanley, whose stroke left her without her walk.
So now I have a difficulty in walking. I have to get physio to try to get me to walk again, but this is very, very slow, because they told me that a lot of my joints and muscles were seized up and very, very hard to get moving again because they weren't moved in time.
Stroke survivor Pat, who's also a volunteer at the group, wishes he'd made it to hospital in time to save the sight in one of his eyes.
And when I was in the eye and ear, they told me if I'd have got in within the first 4 to 6 hours, they could have saved my sight. I'm actually visually impaired now, registered blind, and it's due to an overactive thyroid. that cholesterol broke loose and got up into the vision. And apart from that, now I sort of adopted to the vision and that, and I'm mobile. The power came back on my left side through physio.
To protect our patients, staff, and the public, please clean your hands.
At Talla Hospital, Professor Ronan Collins says the story of stroke in Ireland is both good and bad. In 2008, less than 1% of patients got any form of clot-busting treatment, and mortality was 20%, with another 15% left severely disabled. Most hospitals now have a stroke unit, and deaths have been well reduced. Yet support for what the doctors do remains inadequate.
For example, with regard to thrombectomy, which is a major pillar of acute stroke treatment, we're running on a machine that basically is no longer made, and basically is in imminent danger of failing, and there's no spare parts for it. And this has been highlighted time again, but we lurch from crisis to crisis. And like everything else in Ireland, we seem to actually react when things are going to be reach a supercritical stage, and then the funding comes, rather than planning in a kind of a more prospective way that we need to deal with this.
And on the day that I meet with Professor Collins, more discouraging news for the National Stroke Programme.
Well, the first I've just heard, actually, that we didn't get any money from the Sláinte to Care Integration Fund, so we're pretty gutted about that, I have to say.
International studies predict that the number of strokes here in Ireland will surge by as much as 58%. As our population of over 70s grows.
And so that's a challenge for us. So we have to tackle that challenge in many different ways. We have to look at, can we do anything prevention even at this late stage?
Chris Macy of the Heart Foundation agrees the challenge is steep.
We've waited a long time for the National Stroke Strategy, and we hope that when it does come through, that that there'll be recognition that that investment has to be put into areas that will A, save lives, but also help recovery, because we're putting all this huge expertise and commitment of people into saving lives at the moment in hospital, then we're abandoning people at the hospital gates.
Back in Longford, the Tuesday group members are learning to cope, something Paul Haughey finds very difficult.
I used to be an electronic engineer, which meant going up ladders and whatnot. Can't do that anymore. If I got up to a ladder, I'd probably fall off it. Big frustration for me is that I can't drive anymore. Driving was part of my identity, part of who I thought I was. So now I don't know who I am in a sense.
This time we're going to take the two arms at the same time, so both your right and left, just raising up to shoulder level.
The Irish Heart Foundation says preventing stroke involves lifestyle changes, starting in a person's 40s. The simple act of getting up from your desk every few minutes is one example. And as for getting that public awareness back up, Chris Macy wants the Minister for Health and HSE to bring back the FAST campaign, with more emphasis on the final letter, T.
T, time. It's time to call 999 if you see any of these signs. The faster you act, the more of the person you save.
The T, time to call 999, I think that has to be front and centre of our new campaign, because it's not just knowing about the symptoms, it's obviously knowing that you have to act on them. You have to act on them instantly, and if you do, you can change your outcome.
It can't be just left as an afterthought. It is our second leading cause of death, becoming so, and is our leading cause of acquired adult neurological disability. This isn't some sort of rare entity disease that happens to the unlucky person. I'd say there's not a person in the country who hasn't been touched by stroke or knows someone who's had a stroke.
And that was Ronan Collins, clinical lead of the National Stroke Programme, ending that report by Carol Coleman. We did ask for a comment from the Department of Health on the calls to resume funding for this stroke awareness campaign. A spokesperson said that this was primarily a matter for the HSE. A spokesperson for the HSE told us that they were not able to provide us with a statement at present.